May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is this Jesus that we wish to follow? My goal for the sermon this week is simply to imagine Jesus in a way which is faithful to the text and which allows us to discover him today for us. Everything in today's gospel seems to point inexorably to Holy Week. The repeated reference to the 3 days as the duration to complete Jesus' work. The reference to Palm Sunday's invocation, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," as well as the whole menacing intimation of Jesus' impending death, make this a strong reminder of what lies ahead. It's a long way from last week, where Jesus, tempted in the desert, hadn't even begun his ministry, to today's grim assurance of its end. Time flies when you're having fun. But it is, after all, the season for the preparation of the Passion, for the Passion. So Holy Week must always be on our minds in Lent. One thing that strikes me is that this gospel passage is not so much an event, a stopping place, as it is a moment in motion. We have Jesus here in the 13th chapter of Luke, and he is in a whirlwind of scenes. Now he's healing a crippled woman. Now he's teaching parables of the kingdom. Now he's answering the crowd with saucy retorts, one right after the next. He's in the thick of his active ministry, and he barely even stops for today's interaction. In response to this warning of danger, he says he is in the middle of his work, and he plans on finishing that work. He says he's on the way to Jerusalem, and he knows that he will be killed there. He's both gritty and determined and heroic about it. He plays it cool with that dismissive line about that fox, Herod. Danger is no match for our Jesus. I begin to imagine Jesus in one of my favorite genres, the action hero, in the middle of the training montage, in the middle of the movie, where things are happening and we know where it's headed, but it's in motion. Specifically this week, I've been imagining this with the BTS song and video, "Come Back Home." You remember by now, of course, I hope, BTS, the Korean band of 7 singers, dancers, and rappers who are a global sensation. Well, in this video, which tells a story in a kind of gritty urban rap aesthetic, it is a rap song, we see a young man who is clearly both strong, the protagonist, and also clearly in anguish. One of the opening lines of the song, and all of this translated from the Korean, one of the opening lines says, "I'm coming back home. I've seen the end of my life." And we see our hero in this film, we see him running hard down an alley of trees toward an unknown destination. Then we see him running alongside a city which he can both see but is separated from by a chain-link fence. He's clearly a fighter, and he gets beat up in the video, but he never fights back. And it's clear in the struggle that he knows that how he lives his life matters intensely, and that he wishes to go in a certain direction, but it isn't easy. And so he says, "Angry, hungry," the song goes, "yes, I am." The song continues, every day repeating, "The future is bleak. There was no me, and there was no future." Every day repeating, "There was no me, and there was no future." Implication? Perhaps with him, there is a future. perhaps if he can break out of the everyday pattern, fight the good fight, finish the course, there is a completion of his work, of who he is, and with it there is a future, a hope, a hero. Periodically, as the video goes on, as he runs through the trees and down long tunnels in the city, the scene inverts. Something about this hero's journey literally turns the world upside down. As he moves and struggles to move, he goes through the city and into the dark heart of it, where he finally reaches an open place where he stands beneath the moon as it is eclipsed, a cosmic event. And the chorus of the song crescendos with the imperative, you must come back home. You realize at the end that he is not of this world. The moon and the sky are somehow his true home. But you also understand that the city, too, is his home. And the running and the fighting are necessary parts of him and his life and his being at home. My blood and sweat are truth, the song says. I will come back home. I will complete myself. This just felt like the gospel text to me this week. Jesus in motion, fighting but not fighting, belonging to us and yet also belonging elsewhere, seeing the end of his life and knowing that it will be suffering, it will be hard, it will cost him, it will be anguish, and yet going hard for it anyways, knowing that somehow his agony will be a completion that breaks a pattern, that turns the world upside down and offers a hope. You must come back home, the song repeats over and over. And while the moon at the end suggests a celestial home, the whole drama happens just outside of and inside of the city. In the gospel, it's the same way. Going home goes through the city, Jerusalem. Jerusalem in Jesus' time, as in ours, is a city whose real concrete life is always also doubled by a mythic, imaginary, symbolic life. Jerusalem is the place where God agreed to reside, the place where Israel's glory was to be made known, not politically, but ethically, spiritually, in an ultimate way. It is the place of promise fulfilled, a home for a people, a home for God. And because of its belovedness, it is also the symbol of heartbreak, of total failure and disappointment. It reveals the depravity of the people in an especially grotesque way. The city that was supposed to have been a beacon is instead a sign of inequity and wickedness. Many of the prophets both long for the beautiful Jerusalem and condemn her, as Jesus does today. Its state of political chaos and religious duplicity hurt because we love it. We see what it could be. How often I have desired to gather you, says Jesus. We so want our city, our country, to be good, but it is not. And yet we must still call it home. We must still believe it can be the promised home. Jesus must go there, cannot avoid it, and the same is true for us. Our path to our final home goes through our actual home. Jesus says, "Your house is left to you. Your house is left to you." We have to run towards our inheritance, even when what we have inherited is hostile to our flourishing. You must come back home. Now there's this line from the epistle, "But our citizenship is in heaven, And it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of his glory. Transforming our bodies from humiliation into glory is probably another reason why a training montage seems fitting. Transforming our bodies is not merely a metaphor and not the work of a waved wand. It is a way of living. It is not easy. It involves physical work. It involves running and a kind of fighting. As anyone who has ever struggled to stay committed to a workout regimen can attest. This video, then, can take on another very important dimension for us. If at first I've used its imagery and text to help us imagine Jesus on the way to Jerusalem, let me now employ it again to imagine it as our story. Like Jesus, our citizenship is ultimately celestial, in heaven. And like Jesus, we also belong to this world, this fight, this city. And like Jesus, we have to find a way to run and fight without fighting, find a way to become our complete, whole selves and to believe that that journey matters. Like Jesus, we have to break out of everyday patterns to transform the body, the city, of our humiliation, of our collective failures, into a body whose blood and sweat is truth. This is our hope. For Jesus is not a savior out there, but someone we need to find inside of ourselves. Here's the song again. What am I trying so hard to find now? Where am I continuously drifting? I can feel suffocated inside my heart when I am afraid of tomorrow. Every day is repeating, the future is bleak. There was no me and there was no future. But there is a decent future, the song continues. So let's come back home. Why are you wasting your time? You must come back home. In this rough life, you must come back home. I will complete myself. Come back home.